Exim Bank GA.
Welcome to Exim Bank GA. I'm Shelley-Ann Henry, Chief Officer for Marketing at the Exim Bank. Today I have in studio Mr. Everton Hansen, CEO of the Caribbean Climate Innovation Center, managed by the Scientific Research Council. Mr. Hansen will speak to us about the work that his organization is doing in promoting innovation amongst entrepreneurs who are utilizing climate technology to develop climate-smart business models. Why was the Caribbean Climate Innovation Center established?
The Caribbean Climate Innovation Center was established to promote entrepreneurship in the Caribbean, mainly in climate-related areas. The CCIC is a part of a larger project known as EPIC. It's a project that is funded by the World Bank and the Canadian government. EPIC stands for Entrepreneurial Program for Innovation in the Caribbean. So there are three aspects to EPIC. One is mobile technology, The other is climate innovation, and the other is gender entrepreneurship.
What are some of the services offered by the center and who can access them?
Number one is technology commercialization, market development, financial assistance in terms of proof of concept funding, which is essentially a grant funding, in addition to what we call scale-up funding, where once you have proven your concept and it's time to commercialize your idea, we assist you in raising financing. For the project to be considered for the up to $50,000 in grant funding, it must fall within five areas. One is water management. The other one is resource use efficiency. The other one is sustainable agribusiness. And of course, solar energy. And finally, energy efficiency. If you are interested in the proof of concept competition, that is the grant, you go to www.caribbeancic.org. There's a link there for the proof of concept competition. It'll provide you with all the information you need.
Right. Amazing. The grant funding, is it just for the initial research and development type thing, or is it a time when they are kickstarting, actually going to market with a product?
No. The initial development of the idea, marketing and so forth, is after you have proven that the idea is worthwhile.
So how long does that process take, the initial process?
Well, it depends on the project. For some projects, it's 6 months. For some, it's a year. So it depends very much on the project.
And then when they are ready to go to market, that's when the financing comes into play.
That's right. That is the non-proof of concept financing, not the grant. The grant would come into play upfront from day one.
Right?
Because there are a number of costs that would have to be financed. Mm-hmm. For example, you have an idea, you're going to want to produce like a business plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to want to probably employ an engineer to sort out certain technical details for you in terms of drawings and so forth.
So since you have started, how long?
Well, it's a relatively new project.
Right. So you don't have any success stories yet?
Well, we have a pipeline.
Right.
The proof of concept competition runs out at the end of this month.
Okay.
Which means people who are interested in applying should apply by the end of this month.
Right.
So come the beginning of April, we would look at the applications we have and we would make an assessment as to which one to go forward with.
I think it's a good opportunity for our young, innovative and, creative people out there, young or old, actually. We're encouraging entrepreneurship and a number of persons have some really, really great ideas, and I think it behoves us as a country to have opportunities for them to take their businesses to a particular level. And certainly from the Exim Bank perspective, we're trying to encourage entrepreneurs to create bankable businesses. And if you're certainly giving them the head start, by the time they would get to the point where they need financing, they'll be in a much better place than some of them are right now. So thank you so much for coming on the program. And I really hope that a lot of persons will take advantage in the short time. That's all the time we have for this program. Remember to check our website for more information at eximbankja.com. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Thank you for joining us.
Exim Bank JA was a production of the GIS for Exim Bank Jamaica. Exim Bank.